Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined by my man Wade Smith. I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Wade, the Houston Rockets, man, they're sitting at 29-18 right now. They got the Mavs tonight. Did you know that?
Of course I knew that.
They got the Mavs. They got the Mavs tonight, baby. Come on, little in-state matchup tonight. The Rockets, Wade. Look, three of the starters were out a couple games ago against Utah. Yeah. Eric Gordon goes out, and they get an upset win. Weren't supposed to win. They ended up winning convincingly, I believe. I watched that game all the way through. I believe there was one point late in the second quarter where Utah briefly took the lead. But for the most part, the Rockets had the lead. They stretched it out to 12-13 a few times and won that game convincingly without three starters. The three starters come back the next game versus Portland. And Portland's a good basketball team. Deep. You know, they got a couple guys hurt that they're talking about. If they come back, could this team be a real contender? I would say hell yeah, considering what I saw the other night. I don't watch Portland much, but based off what I saw the other night, I would imagine so. But nonetheless, the Rockets starters were back, and it was not a good look, man. It was a look of lack of energy, lack of effort, lack of sense of urgency. Again, there's dry spells shooting the rock from Harden, and obviously he's the ball dominant guy right now. Westbrook is playing smarter basketball, playing more efficient basketball. I've always loved, his energy and effort and the way he plays the game, his style. That was showcased big time in the loss. But nonetheless, the loss was disappointing. And I think, Wade, when I walked away from that game, other than being heated from Harden's performance and Capella just really struggling down low, it was one of those where I walked away from that game and I thought the Rockets, they've got to make a move if they're going to be contenders in the West at the end of the season.
Yeah, and we've been talking about it for a while now. There was times this season where the Rockets looked like they could compete with the big boys.
Yeah.
But then you saw that they really couldn't do it consistently, and you were seeing, all right, Clint Capella is a guy that maybe he's one of those pieces that you can move in order to improve the roster so they can compete with the LAs and the Denvers of the world in the West so that you can try to get to an NBA Finals. And that's when it kind of got our juices going and the balls turning, the wheels turning, trying to figure out a way to improve this roster. And so last night I was over at the gym and talking with some of the dads over there. You know, my daughters, both of them at volleyball practice, and talking with them, and they're talking about the Rockets. They say, man, what do you think about these Rockets, man? I'm like, man, the only way that the Rockets can improve is if they can figure out a way to trade Capella for some interior help that can actually get them buckets.
Yep.
And then another dad, he looked up and said, man, it don't have nothing to do with Capella. It's got to do with Harden. You got to figure out a way to move Harden, because as long as Harden's going to be here, the Rockets are not going to win a championship. And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, that's like the 638th time I've heard somebody say that specific thing, that you got to get rid of Harden. That's the only way to make it happen. And so we were talking, and I was like, man, if that's the case, if you get rid of Harden, if you were to trade Harden, you got to get a piece back that's young, that's a piece that can get you buckets, and then you have to get somebody down low to replace Capella. And I was like, you got to look around the NBA and say, like, what are the type of teams in the NBA that would want a Harden and that would be willing to give up some young talent? And I was messing around, and I was like, man, I started thinking. I'm like, the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns have Devin Booker, and they have DeAndre Ayton. And those two guys, if you could trade Harden and Capella for those two guys, I think that would be an excellent trade for the Houston Rockets. Of course, you have to add a guy like Tyler Johnson in there for the money purposes. But if you were to make that trade, and I want I want Rockets fans to chime in on this. 713-572-4610. You can either call in or text in. Like, if you had the opportunity to trade James Harden and Clint Capella for Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Tyler Johnson for the money purposes, would you make that trade today? And part of me is thinking to myself, well, would Phoenix make that trade?
Yeah.
Because right now Phoenix is 20-27. They're not going to be in the playoffs. They're not in the playoffs. They got to figure out a way to improve their roster. If you were to trade for James Harden, now you got a guy that's an MVP, a former MVP. You got Capella, who's a good young piece, but you're giving away two of your cornerstone young players that are damn good players. You're trading them away. But I look at it from the Rockets' perspective. You bring in a guy like Devin Booker, a guy that is going to get you buckets, that the ball is not going to be stagnant. There's going to be a guy that can penetrate and finish, can hit open threes. You couple him with Westbrook, and then you have Ayton down low instead of Capella, guy that can offensively that can get you buckets. That's a beautiful combination for the Rockets. You still got Eric Gordon. I would love to make that trade, but I was thinking to myself, is this thing even a legitimate deal? Is this something that the Rockets would ever consider and that the Suns would be willing to go through?
Yeah, you know, that's the question is boy, that would be a ballsy move, right?
I mean,
when you trade an MVP caliber player, that would be a ballsy move. But I do agree with you that Capella's the one in this equation that, you know, I've been beating this drum, for a while now as far as, like, just the skill set on the offensive end of the floor outside of the pick and roll, outside of when he's attacking the basket without the ball and catching a lob or catching a rebound.
Yeah.
Right? It became very obvious, Wade, the other night, like, and you'll like this comparison. I compared Harden, the way that the Rockets use Harden, the way Harden plays ball, to the way that the Texans use Hopkins as far as moving him and getting him set, letting the defense figure out what they want to do and then snapping the ball, never putting any pressure on those guys. And I think about it, okay, if say that is what you're going to do. Well, when Harden does eat the double team and he is able to get the ball in the paint to Capella, Capella's immediately looking to kick it. He's not even looking to score.
Yeah.
And so it allows the defense to expand to those shooters. Now, they can't cover them all because you're doubling Harden, but you can pick and choose who you want to focus on, who you want to leave open, whoever's cold or whoever's the lesser of the shooter, then you leave that guy open. And it's just it's detrimental to what they're wanting to do. If you just had a guy down low that in a one-on-one situation had the arsenal to attack the rim in multiple ways, whether it's a mid-range jumper or it's a true low-post game, then you've at least got a hope. Your counterpunch, right, to the way that you play, you're shooting the ball from beyond the arc, your counterpunch is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right now, there's no counterpunch. If the threes ain't dropping, no counterpunch at all. And that's a problem.
And you've seen teams win championships living and dying off of the three.
Yeah.
But they always had a guy that you could either put in the high post or you could put in the low post and get you buckets. And I'm talking going back to the 2011 Mavericks. They didn't have a low post guy, but they had a high post guy in Dirk Nowitzki that could get you buckets.
Yeah.
You need that type of thing in order for that three ball ability to score, the way of playing the game for it to pan out and you actually win a championship. And that's the thing with the Rockets right now. The Rockets are in a position that they've been really good for a really long period of time, but you're trying to figure out a way to get them over the hump.
Similar to the Texans.
It's similar, but they've done a better job.
They've gotten further. They've gotten further.
They've been closer.
They beat the Buffalo. They beat the Buffalo of the NBA last year in Utah and got to the same. But I mean, to me, it's just one of those ways where you just go, Mandy, are you convinced that you're trending upward and you're gonna be able to get over that hump? And I just don't see how you watch the Rockets right now and you feel that way. Rockets play tonight, Mavs versus Rockets. It's right here in Houston. Mavericks 29-18. Both teams 29-18 right now. Houston's an 8-point favorite. How about that? 6:30 p.m. That game tips off.
Yeah, they're an 8-point favorite because Luka is out.
Yeah,
Luka's
out. How about this? Right, he sprained his ankle in practice.
Yeah, in practice. We're talking about practice.
My man's out there going hard,
talking
baby.
About practice.
Also tonight, Wade, is again we're on the week out. I mean, about five, six days out of Kobe Bryant, the Kobe Bryant tragedy. The Lakers have yet to play a game since the passing of Kobe Bryant and the helicopter accident. Tonight, the Trailblazers, Lakers at the Staples Center. Obviously, the Lakers will honor Kobe pregame. I would imagine there'd be something halftime. I would imagine there's something postgame. If anybody deserves to be before, in the middle, and after, it's Kobe, man. This is a game that's, I mean, this is must-watch TV, at least for the opening ceremony, at least for the event of honoring Kobe, no doubt.
Yeah, man, you got to get your tissues ready.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to cry. It's all right, because it's a tragic deal, and so it's affected a lot of people. But, I imagine they're going to put together a great tribute for Kobe, and it'll be must-see TV.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.